say, is it my imagination? Or has it suddenly grown darker?
Mm. It's clouding over.
And it's so cold.
Cold enough by the line. And what foul smell is this?
It's like something dead. Is there a dead animal somewhere about?
Well, I should have thought we'd have noticed it before.
Look. Look at it. Over there.
In the shadow of the trees on the far side of the clearing, something was moving. It was gliding very slowly northward. At a first glance, you might have mistaken it for smoke, for it was grey and you could see things through it. But the deathly smell was not the smell of smoke. Also, this thing kept its shape instead of billowing and curling as smoke would have done. It was roughly the shape of a man, but it had the head of a bird. Some bird of prey with a cruel, curved beak. It had four arms which it held high above its head, stretching them out northward as if it wanted to snatch all Narnia in its grip. And its fingers, all 20 of them, were curved like its beak and had long, pointed, bird-like claws. It floated on the grass instead of walking, and the grass seemed to wither beneath it.
What is it? It's horrible. I can't bear to look.
Run! Run! Run!
The others watched it for perhaps a minute until it streamed away into the thicker trees on their right and disappeared. Then the sun came out again and the birds once more began to sing.
What was it?
I have seen it once before, but that time it was carved in stone and overlaid with gold and had solid diamonds for eyes. It was when I was no older than thou and had gone as a guest to the Tisroch's court in Tashban. He took me into the great temple of Tash. There I saw it, carved above the altar.
Then that thing was Tash?
Yes, it was. How is it with you, lady?
I'm all right. It only made me feel a little sick for a moment.
It seems then that there is a real Tash, after all.
Yes, and this fool of an ape, who did believe in Tash, will get more than he bargained for. He called for Tash, Tash has come.
Where has it... the thing gone to?
North into the heart of Narnia. It has come to dwell amongst us. They have called it, and it has come.
It'll be a surprise for the ape. People shouldn't call for demons unless they really mean what they say.
Who knows if Tash will be visible to the ape?
Has it gone away?
It's gone. But where did you run to?
The tower seemed like the safest place.
I doubt if there are any safe places with Tash around.
Oh, I see now that I really have been a very bad donkey. I ought never to have listened to Shift. I never thought things like this would begin to happen. But then I'm not a clever
Confound
donkey.
Confound you and your excuses, Puzzle. If you'd spent less time saying that you weren't clever and more time trying to be as clever as you could, then you'd...
Leave poor old Puzzle alone. It was all a mistake, wasn't it, Puzzle?
Yes, a mistake.
So what are we to do?
I believe we should return to Stable Hill and expose the ape to the Narnians.
Mm. Of course, if we were to steal away eastward to meet the help which Runewit the Centaur is bringing back from Caer Paravel, we could return against the ape and his Calormans in force.
But I hate the idea of leaving the ape to bully my people one moment longer than need be.
And on the other hand, what if the rest of the Narnians behave as my fellow dwarfs behaved? We cannot know how they react if you show them Puzzle.
And there are the Calorman soldiers to be reckoned with. Do we know how many there are?
I counted about 30 in all.
Together we would have a good chance of beating them.
If the other Narnians join in to fight. Mm. But what if half of them, including all the dwarfs, just sit and look on, or turn on us? The risk is too great, sire.
And there's Tash to think about. What might it do to us?
Humbly, sire, I must suggest there's no harm in leaving the ape to deal with his own difficulties for a day or two. Mm. puzzle isn't there to bring out and show now. Can't see how he's going to explain that. Yes. And if the beasts ask night after night to see Aslan and no Aslan is brought out, surely even the simplest of them would get suspicious.
Then it's settled. We must go off and try and meet Runewit.
Not as you are, I hope.
What do you mean?
Your disguises, sir. You don't want to be mistaken for Calormus, do you?
Of course. We must remove the skin colouring. Poggin, if you'd be so kind as to mix us a concoction of grease and ashes from the hearth, we may scrub with it and return to our true selves.
Yes, sire.
What about me? Will you please take this lion skin off now? It's too hot, and the way it's rucked up on my back is very uncomfortable. And I do look silly, don't I?
I'm sorry, Puzzle, but you'll have to wear it a time longer. We still want to show you in that get-up to the other beasts. Jill? Eustace? It's bath time.